Hi there. The word for today is on anger management. In Ephesians 4 verse 26, reading from the New Living Bible, the Apostle Paul writes, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all part of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." Now, God gave you every emotion you have, including anger. But He wants you to handle it the right way. Note the words we just read, "Let us tell the truth." When you're angry, instead of denying it, use it to bring about positive change. Saying something like, "I've been feeling angry because I value our relationship and I'd like to talk to you about it." Saying that brings healing and solutions. On the other hand, pretending you're not angry when you are is basically dishonest. And so is exaggeration. Words such as, "You never listen to me," or "You always ignore my wishes," or "Nobody does anything around here except me." Those are exaggerations and generalizations. First of all, they're not true. And second, they serve only to aggravate and polarize, guaranteeing the problem gets obscured and goes unresolved. God's will for you is to control your anger rather than letting your anger control you. And if you'll draw on His strength, He'll enable you to do it. And that's the word for you today.